Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Nate, so you're looking for a girl named Renata, is that it?
Yeah, Renata, yep.
Okay, that's so right. What happened?
All right, so we've been kind of going out for a little while, and everything seems to be going pretty well. But the last time we were supposed to hang out, we were going to have dinner with her parents. So it was going to be the first time I met them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't feeling well, so I told her I was sick, and I didn't want to take any chances, with COVID and everything. So since then, I just haven't heard back from her.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So you told her, right? You said you told
her.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I talked to her about it.
Oh, okay. So you didn't blow her off. So you.
And she seemed okay with it at the time?
Yeah, I mean, she was disappointed, but, what are you going to do? It's I'm sick.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Could it be that the parents hate him without even meeting him? Whatever. Nate, we're going to call Renata right now. Hopefully she'll pick up. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Renata?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Renata. This is Romero and Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain to you very quickly why we're calling you? We got your number from somebody.
All right. Can you, speed this up because I'm running late to work and I kind of need to get there on time.
Okay. We got your phone number from a guy who knows you and would love to take you all on a date. I'm going to tell you who it is. And if you say yes to the date, the reason we're calling you is because we will pay for whatever date you choose. So you'd literally tell us where, you name the restaurant.
Okay, who's the guy? Like I said, you can kind of speed this up. It's taking a lot longer.
Ramiro, go, go.
Wow. Okay. Nate.
I'm good. I don't need a liar in my life, but thanks.
Oh. Whoa.
Well, okay. That escalated quickly.
Hold on a second. Okay, so you don't have to go on a date with him, but could you explain why you're calling him a liar? Because when we talked to him, he said that the last time you guys interacted was he was supposed to do dinner with you and your parents, but he couldn't make it because he was sick.
Yeah, like I said, he's a liar. He wasn't sick. I went to my family's house, like we all planned. And after dinner, my dad and I were just scrolling through the channels, and the Red Sox game was on. There was a foul ball, and the camera followed the ball. I saw Nate catch it, so obviously wasn't sick. So yeah.
Wait, no, hold on.
Wait, hold on a minute. That wasn't me. I was sick. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Okay. Renata, Nate is on the phone right now. You heard what you said. How are you sure that it was him that someone catching a foul ball that happened so fast?
Because I saw the hat. I got him that hat, and his face looks the same. It's not rocket science to put one and one together.
So,
listen, that was probably my twin brother who was at the game.
Okay.
Oh my God! Come on, dude.
Wait, Nate, you have a twin brother?
Yeah, I got a twin brother.
Or are you lying? Are you lying? He sounds like he's lying.
Renata, it was his twin brother.
Oh, Romero, stop it!
I've saw all of his family pictures. We've shared pictures of our family and whatnot, and this is the first time I've heard of a twin brother. So, like I said, I'm good on a liar. I don't need to waste my time.
I'll send you a picture of my twin brother right now. I have plenty of pictures of him. All right, hold on a second, Renata. I'm gonna send you a picture of him right now. Hang on, just one second. All right, here.
name. So you sent me two pictures of you.
No, I think we're identical twins.
No, you did.
Wait, so you have an identical twin that you never mentioned or introduced her to?
I listen, the truth is, a couple years ago, we had a falling out, and we don't really get along anymore. So I don't like to talk about him because he's kind of an ass.
Bro, you're fucking lying. You're such an ass. It's just you or Kai. Just own up to it and like let me go.
You could be so you're legit like the first person ever to have an identical twin and hate them because everyone else I know who has an identical twin like is so close to them that it makes like the spouses feel awkward about, you know what I mean? So Nate, are you gonna stick with that was your identical twin brother?
I mean, yeah, like that's what I'm going with here.
So then how did he get the same f-ing shirt and hat that I got you for your birthday?
So I told you he was a scumbag. He probably came and stole them from me.
This guy, oh my God, the worst liar,
dude.
This is okay. Listen, Renata. I mean, he's sticking to the story. He has an identical twin brother who he doesn't talk to anymore.
Uh-huh.
Stole your gifts to him for his birthday and went to the Red Sox game the same day that Nate blew you off for a dinner date with your parents. Listen, it's just a big coincidence. I really, Nate, I'm on your side for this one.
Yeah, man, thanks. I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem.
Glad you do.
Yeah, so, Renata, are you down to see Nate again for another date?
No. Like I said from the beginning, I'm good. He's a f***ing liar, and I'm too busy to deal with liars.
There you go.
All right, well, you know what? F*** it, because now I'm just glad I went to that game instead of meeting your stupid parents.
Oh, wait a minute. You were lying to us, Nate?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.